What does wine, cheese, cast iron, cookware, how about linen sheets, trees even, what do they have to do in common? They get better with age. Cigars do too, by the way. Bourbon. And I've heard, besides that, the linen sheets. Anybody have linen sheets? That the more you wear them, they get better with age. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He is the old Christ, but he is fresh as ever, and he is born on date, never ever gets old. He's an old Christ. You know, Jesus was born, you know, give or take a year or so, about 2,028 years. This December, we're pretty much celebrating his 2,028th birthday. And no human being has ever lived that long. And he will continue to age and continue to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in light of that, we turn to our epistle reading in Hebrews that highlights that verse amidst everything and all the troubles that were going on in the church at that time. The Hebrew church is not too far removed from us. And the reason is that list that he gives. They were in the middle of a revolution. And this is still the first century, mind you. They're in the middle of a revolution. The temple is tottering, and the nation is scattering. Now, does that have any kind of look or picture of the world today? The nation scattering, everything in mass confusion. And so he gives them these superlatives, and he wants to exhort them to not look to the things that are changing, the things in the world. Do not bask in the institutions and the socialisms and the culture going on, because they were. They didn't know what to do, what to follow. Everything was topsy-turvy. And once again, this is the first century, and, you know, millennia ago. Yet, I think you probably all know this, I'm about to tell you, this past week, this has been the biggest thing in the country, is the whole changing of restaurant signs, right? The symbols and, you know, specifically, I can say it, the Cracker Barrel symbol and that whole debacle, and then people wanting to change it back. You see, that kind of makes me see that people are traditional. They like tradition. And, of course, I'm told that that's happened, that they realize everybody wants it back. They made fun of it. They had videos and memes galore about it. But then I ask, why is it that they don't like that change, yet the world is changing? Most of the time, psychologically and statistically, people do not like change, do they? It takes you out of your comfort zone. It makes you have to explore a step that you might not want to take. So I ask you, how many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? None, because Lutherans don't like change, right? That's how we are. Yet the world, in other aspects, in gender dysphoria, and in politics, and even religion, even in the church, they want to change and have changed all these other things. But yet, when it comes down to symbols and signs, no, let's not change those. And I think that's just because they're comfortable in the traditions and the way it was. When they sit in there, they feel the place that it used to be, they want that. People actually long for tradition. And God, not changing, he longs to stay the same, but it's like this. Our present is a narrow. Our present today is very narrow. We heard about that last week in an enter through the narrow door. Okay, what about our yesterdays? Simply put, our yesterdays are our experiences, right? All our experiences are what are yesterdays. But as our today is narrow, Christ is an open way. That was our processional hymn. His way is open. And our experiences of yesterday are also his experiences of yesterday. As he put on flesh, became man, and experienced human abilities and chaos galore, even though thousands of years ago. What about forever? Our forever Likewise, if we have him, then our forever is his forever. He's an old guy, but yet he's fresh as can be. But we don't like to do these things, right? We come down and we get caught up on what's being said. What's being said online and newspapers galore, and we freak out. That's what the Hebrew church was doing. They were starting to veer into what Paul calls, well, 95% of scholars say Paul wrote the book of Hebrews, but usually you hear him say the writer of the book of Hebrews. But the author tells the church at that time, don't go off into strange things. Strange teachings, strange doctrines were happening at the time. He calls them strange. Now, in the South, we would call that ornery. No, don't go off into them ornery teachings, you might say. Texas is the South. I know the states on the East Coast kind of call themselves that, but we're Southerners. And it's like, do not do those crazy things. They are strange, and they should be strange to you today. Institutions and corporations galore, they are but a shadow. They are about a shadow, and Jesus, same today, yesterday, and forever, is the center. He is the center of it all. He is the center of this biblical text. It is his word. And of course, he has to be placed at the center of it. And why is that? Because he who was crucified for our offenses was also raised for our justification. That is what we long for day in and day out, is to justify ourselves, right? We justify why we want these changes. Believers, unbelievers, politicians on this side or that, they justify what they like and what their opinions are. But our justification comes from Christ never changing. Same, being the same, being the same. And this is the thing about that. John, his apostle, now this is about 60 years after the ascension, in Jesus' revelation, John sees Jesus. It's been about 60 years since he's seen him. Now, we've never seen him, but we will, and it'll be however many thousands of years it'll been by that time. But John, just 60 years later, sees the one who holds the seven stars in his hand. And his voice is like many rushing, loud, thundering waters. And he immediately falls down. He can't take it. Oh, he's in awe and he's scared. And Jesus says, get up, John, it's me. It's still me. I am the first and the last. Same thing as saying I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's as if he's saying, you know me, John, it's still me. And then John gets up and realizes it. And this is the exhortation to the church that our lives are changeful, but his is unchanging. So if your leaders, your spiritual guides, your pastor has anything to remind you of throughout your whole life, when things are hitting the fan, just remember that he says Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is really all that matters. Now, on another little application to this, I of course, again, reminded of my Coast Guard days. And then the search and rescue stations of the Coast Guard, small boat stations, on land, coastal ways, they have this thing, and it happens every year, and these people's jobs are to do nothing but this, but it's called the STAN team. It stands for standardization. The standardization team comes out once a year to inspect all the small boats, the search and rescue vessels. What are they doing? They literally step on board, and every single letter, the USCG, the stripe on the side, the radar, the brand of the radar system, there's even a little nautical clock on the wall in the boat, has to be the exact same model across the whole vessels, all the small boats of that size and shape and number and everything, has to be exactly the same. That little clock, if it's 6 inches or 2 inches away from the wall, say they go in Texas and do this, and then they go to Rhode Island and they do it to the same boat, if theirs is 2 inches away from Texas's boat, They get an X, and they take points off, and you have to pass the standardization. Why? They do that so that in cases of emergency where coasties have to be spread out and go help other regions, that they can immediately step on that boat and not even have to look around where anything's at. They get so familiar with it, their hand automatically goes to the helm. The radar buttons are exactly there. They get so used to this, and you get trained, They do not want it to be different whatsoever, because that takes time. You cannot be retrained in the moment of search and rescue. This all points to Jesus. He standardizes everything. He standardizes his word. He does not want it changed. He does not want you going off into these strange teachings, even though they tickle your ear. Ooh, what he said sounds good. You got to think of the ultimate stand team. Really, who that is, that's the church. The church comes in and evaluates these things. So that just like John, who dimly had recognized Jesus, that's how it is for us. This weaning from our mother's milk, as the psalm said today, is the slow process of getting fed by the nourishment, the milk of the mother church. And then we start to get the meat and start getting weaned off until we see Jesus as the sun, the rising sun, no longer dimly. This is the standardization team of Christ, the old Christ. He is an old Christ. And so we pray in the power of the Holy Spirit that we're just like the Hebrew church. We pray that we don't look to things that are changing. We look up and tell ourselves Jesus is the same today, yesterday, forever. That he has a mode to do all things. He will not change the signs. He will not change the signs of the means of grace of water, word, sacrament. Those signs will last forever until we see the ultimate consummation of those signs face to face when we worship and glorify him. So our prayers for this week, and I ask you to say short prayers throughout your week, is simply not to be conformed, but as it is written, to be transformed by the renewal of your mind in the old guy, the old Christ, who is fresh forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.